This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. So Amazon is seeking to defend Alexa's lead in the very competitive virtual assistant race. As we speak, Google and Apple are working on their own rival products. According to the Journal's reporting, Amazon is opening up the floodgates and adding hundreds of engineers to the Alexa program, giving it priority over other hiring divisions. Let's get the latest. Joining us now with more is the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens. Hey, Laura. So we just spoke about Amazon's Alexa merging with Microsoft's Cortana. They're continuing to just keep pumping in a lot of attention and resources into AI. The latest I hear is actual man and brain power. What's new on the horizon?
Well, so Amazon's hiring hundreds of engineers to work on its Alexa team, which is its AI assistant. And they're doing so because there is something of a land rush going on right now for artificial assistants. And they've also placed a very experienced executive he's been at Amazon for nearly two decades. He's previously run some very high growth divisions. His name's Tom Taylor, and he'll be running Alexa team going forward after his predecessor retired.
Yeah, it seems like Amazon really opened the floodgates and they created the monster, and all the tech rivals are catching up, and you know, now Amazon's really feeling that heat. Is that what we can make of a lot of their current moves?
Yeah, well, Amazon says that they don't look at competitors, and that's something internally that is kind of a mantra for them. So while that's true, of course, there are competitors in the market, and that does create something of what senior executives describe as a land rush, which is something that I heard from the people that I talked to for this story. So definitely something where Amazon has a big head start. They introduced the Echo back in late 2014. So they have about 75% actually of the speaker device market. Mm-hmm. As far as AI assistants go. And they would really like to keep their head start, including, you know, getting Alexa into more cars, into more smart devices, and really using it to control the home and wherever you would think to put a smart assistant.
A key component in this whole game is data, right? And Google seems to have that edge. If Amazon does have a main competitor in this game, might it be Google?
Google is definitely a fierce competitor. So Google's the only other company that's brought a speaker to market so far. They have the Google Home, which they launched late last year. It's grabbed, according to some analyst estimates, around a quarter of the market at this point. They also, as you said, have a lot of data. So just think about everything that you type into a search engine. They can predict what you might type in, language you might use to ask for a request via their speaker. And they also have a lot of Android devices. So due to all of that data, it is something the analyst told me is a competition concern for Amazon, just because Amazon's data primarily stems from its retail experience. Of course, they're also experts in machine learning and all these different technical aspects, but a lot of that comes from their shopping site, which is a little bit of a different expertise, also an advantage in some areas.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Laura Stevens about what's in store for Amazon's Alexa. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. Thank you for listening. So the key to this game, this AI game, is learning to get smarter, these engineers, to get back to what they'll be working on. How will they use machine learning and adopt this concept of virtual assistants onto these new horizons?
Right. Well, so the goal here for Amazon is to gather more data. They can do that through throwing a lot of manpower at it. There's about 1,500 jobs right now listed on Amazon's job site mentioning Alexa. And through adding all those engineers, they can create features for Alexa. They can better improve algorithms that inform Alexa and really try to work to get that onto more devices. So into your smart fridge and into your car. And through doing that, they'll generate a lot more data for Alexa, which will help it improve, help to train it, and that should end up being a big competitive advantage against those other players in the space.
Sounds good. Laura Stevens, thanks as always.
Thank you.
Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens covers all things Amazon for the Journal, so you want to make sure you follow her coverage at WSJ.com. This has been the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing, reporting from the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.